This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Croatian counterpart Andrej Plenković held delegation-level talks in Zagreb yesterday. Following the talks at the historic Banski Dvori Palace, India and Croatia signed 4 memorandums of understanding in the presence of both leaders, marking a significant step forward in bilateral ties during the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. The first MOU focuses on cooperation in the field of agriculture and allied sectors. The second is a general framework agreement for cooperation for the years 2026 to 2030. The third MOU outlines a program of cooperation in science and technology between the Ministry of Science, Education and Youth of Croatia and India's Ministry of Science and Technology for the period 2025 to 2029. The fourth agreement, signed between the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, ICCR, and the University of Zagreb, establishes an ICCR chair of Hindi at the university. On this occasion, both leaders issued a joint press statement. Prime Minister Modi emphasized shared global concerns and outlined key areas for deepening bilateral cooperation between India and Croatia. He underscored the importance of peaceful conflict resolution, stating whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield.
Bharat and Croatia, Loktantra, rule of law, pluralism, और इक्वलिटी जैसे साझा मूल्यों से जुड़े हैं। ये सुखद संयोग है कि पिछले वर्ष भारत के लोगों ने मुझे और क्रोएशिया के लोगों ने प्रधानमंत्री आंद्रेज जी को लगातार तीसरी बार सेवा करने का अवसर दिया है। इस जनविश्वास के साथ हमने अपने तीसरे कार्यकाल में अपने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को 3 गुना गति देने का निर्णय लिया है।
The two leaders agreed to expand bilateral trade and build reliable supply chains. Prime Minister Modi announced enhanced cooperation in a range of areas including pharmaceuticals, agriculture, information technology, clean and digital technologies, renewable energy and semiconductors. In the defense sector, both countries will formulate a long-term defense cooperation plan focusing on joint training, military exchanges and collaboration between their defense industries. India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran in view of deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by the Ministry of External Affairs. The emergency helpline numbers of Embassy of India in Tehran are +98 912 810 9115 and +98 912 810 9109. A tripartite memorandum of understanding was signed in New Delhi yesterday between the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, the National Institute of Open Schooling (NIOS), and the National Council of Educational Research and Training (NCERT). The MOU aims to promote inclusive education for persons with disabilities. The signing ceremony was presided over by the Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virendra Kumar, and the Minister for Education, Dharmendra Pradhan. Ministry of Coal has opened the bids for 6 underground coal blocks under the 12th round of commercial coal blocks auction. Bids have been received for 2 coal blocks out of 6 underground coal blocks on the first day yesterday. The online bids were decrypted and opened electronically in the presence of the bidders. The sealed envelopes containing offline bid documents were also opened in the presence of bidders. 14 bids have been received online as well as in physical form. The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its 6th day with continued missile exchanges and airstrikes fueling fears of a wider regional conflict. Explosions rocked Tehran as Israel claimed attacks on centrifuge and weapons production sites in Iran. On the other hand, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that any U.S. strikes against Iran will have serious and irreparable consequences. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, India's women's team lost 2-0 to Argentina in a shootout after a 2-2 draw in London. With the result, India earned a point and sit 7th in the standings with 10 points from 12 games. They face Belgium next in back-to-back matches over the weekend. And that is the end of this news bulletin.